Outkick the coverage with Clay Travis live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, boys and girls. It is time for us to try to make Outkick history, the fifth annual draft. Loaded lines right now. We will take 10 at a time. I will let you know as those 10 are complete. You can also just continue to call 877-996-6369. As I said, we get two free spaces because I don't want somebody screwing it up, and it seems to be essentially a foregone conclusion. So we begin with Trevor Lawrence, number one overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we should have pick one, a win for the Outkick draft out there. All right, let me say this. Right now, FanDuel.com/Clay, you bet $5, you win $100. 20-1 payout. That is free money for new users. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Clay. If you have already signed up for FanDuel, go find your mom, your grandma, your dad, your friend, whoever it is. Tell them you got $100 free at FanDuel.com/Clay. Maybe they'll share some of their winnings with you. In the second spot, the Jets are going to pick Zach Wilson. All right? That is two straight free spaces for us. I will now begin the draft with the first pick that is unclear, that is uncertain, that we do not know 100% what is going to happen. And we have been talking about this for weeks, ever since the San Francisco 49ers made the move up to number three overall. I believe they are going to select Mac Jones from Alabama. He has now become a fairly substantial favorite in the third overall spot over Trey Lance and Justin Fields. So I have got Mac Jones going number three overall. All right, Danny G, you now have the fourth pick in the Outkick listener draft.
All right, Clay, I know it's early in the draft, but my team can't believe this kid is still available.
Yes.
He's an instant starter. All he does is make plays. His catch radius is elite. Matt Ryan and the entire Falcons offense is going to be elevated. Trevor Lawrence might be the best quarterback in this draft, but I'm getting the best overall player with the fourth pick in the 2021 Outkick listener mock draft. Team G selects Kyle Pitts, tight end, Florida.
All right, we've got a lot of money, Dub and I do, as well as a lot of Fox Bet Live TV money on this pick. So Kyle Pitts goes four overall. Dub, you now have the fifth selection for the Cincinnati Bengals. Who are you picking?
Reunited, and it feels so good. The Cincinnati Bengals are taking Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver out of LSU, reuniting him with his former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, Joe Burrow. I like this pick.
Yeah, I love this pick. I think we have a pretty good chance to go 5 for 5 there. All right, so the first five picks are in. Up next, Eddie Garcia. You are picking sixth overall, theoretically, for the Miami Dolphins.
Well, let's keep the theme going. A reunion as well between a quarterback and someone he threw to in college, another wide receiver. Will it be Devontae Smith or will it be Jalen Waddle? I am selecting with the number six pick for the Miami Dolphins, wide receiver Jalen Waddle out of Alabama. I think he's a bigger play receiver than Devontae Smith, a little more size, and he and Tua had a rapport when they were together at Alabama.
Yeah, I like that pick. Remember, Devontae Smith said that he liked Mac Jones more than Tua, which I actually think could end up hurting him if the Dolphins go with a receiver at six overall. I agree with you that I think they take Jalen Waddle. By the way, in my mock draft, we're not going to do trades here, so I don't want people calling in and being like, so-and-so. I actually think that there's a decent chance someone trades up. The Dolphins trade back, and that's one of the quarterbacks, either Trey Lance, who I would predict, or Justin Fields. All right, Roberto, you are picking seventh for the woebegone Detroit Lions, can you change their poor fortunes in the past?
All right, with the seventh pick in the 2021 Outkick Mock Draft, the Detroit Lions select Micah Parsons, linebacker, Penn State.
I don't think that's a bad pick. You know, it's interesting. Dan Campbell, with the first pick of his coaching career with the Detroit Lions, would not stun me if he wants to send a message with a tough defensive pick. So you have got Micah Parsons off the board. All right, Dub. Now we are training. We can turn down the music, I think, in the background now. I think so I can hear and make sure we don't get screwed up, because inevitably the callers are going to make all sorts of ridiculous decisions. All right, so now we are going to the callers. With the eighth overall pick, the callers are now selecting for the Carolina Panthers. Who is up first, Dub?
We got Larry in Virginia.
Larry, don't screw it up. You're the first caller pick here in the Outkick Mock Draft. Who are you taking on behalf of the Carolina Panthers?
Penei Sewell, offensive lineman, Oregon.
All right, that's not a bad play. All right, Penei Sewell.
Protect Sam Darnold.
A guy that, honestly, there's a lot of talk the Bengals might take. And he's the first offensive lineman off the board at number eight overall. All right. Who is drafting now, Dub, with the ninth overall pick on behalf of the Denver Broncos?
We got Dominique in California.
Dominique, who are you picking for the Broncos? Oh no! I can't even hear what Dominique has going on in the background.
Yeah, he's listening.
We literally got one caller who was capable of actually making a pick. Drop Dominique. This is what I'm talking about. After my lecture at the end of the second hour, we literally had one caller actually manage to do this efficiently. All right, who's up next, Dub?
All right, let's see here. We got Anthony in Indiana.
Anthony in Indiana, you are drafting on behalf of the Denver Broncos. Who do you take?
All right, I'm glad I could trade up with Dominique, and I'm going to take Justin Fields at quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
I think that's a solid pick. Thank you. Thank you for being ready to go, Anthony. This is like when the Vikings, I think it was the Vikings, skipped whoever it was, the Raiders. Was it the Raiders who didn't get their pick in time? We had Dominique ready to go, and then he just got skipped by Anthony. Justin Fields overall, the number nine pick. I think there's a decent chance of that. I thought there was a better chance of it before the Broncos had made the trade for Teddy Bridgewater. But Justin Fields goes nine overall to the Broncos. In the 10 spot, the Dallas Cowboys are now on the clock. Dub, who is making the pick for the Cowboys?
We got Ramstead Ralph in the Adirondacks making this selection.
All right, Adirondacks, Ramstead Ralph. Who you got for me?
Clay, my man, long-time listener, third time calling. I actually don't have a pick for you. I know you demand and expect perfection from everyone. However, how do you expect the listeners to get it right? The teams don't even get it right. What the hell? I don't even know what to say. I mean,
wow, this is like, all right, I think we got to drop them.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. This isn't the Oscars. Did you notice that the Oscars had the worst ratings in the history of movies? 9.85 million people watched. Do you know why? Because people got the microphone and they said all sorts of ridiculous things that have nothing to do with the movies. We're in the draft. I understand that some of you believe that meat is murder. Nobody cares about meat is murder right now, all right? I understand that some of you out there have really strong opinions on fracking. Nobody cares about fracking right now. We just want the Dallas Cowboys fracking pick. That's what we want here.
What did you say?
I said I said the fracking pick. All right, the 10th pick overall. This is, by the way, at best we're going 50% on callers so far. Who is drafting for the – and this is a big team. I would think there would be a lot of demand for the Dallas Cowboy pick. Who we got?
We may have a division rival making this selection with Kevin in New York.
Kevin in New York, you're drafting potentially on the hated Dallas Cowboys if you happen to be a Giants fan.
Okay, with the 10th selection, the Dallas Cowboys select Patrick Surtain Jr., defensive back from the University of Alabama, Crimson Tide.
That's a good pick.
Nice.
Surtain is right now the favorite to be the first defensive back off the board. Some momentum for J.C. Horn out of South Carolina. We'll see what ends up happening. But Surtain has been one of the top targets for many mock drafts for the Dallas Cowboys in some time. So, solid bounce back position there as we continue to roll through. Let me pull up my list here. With the 11th overall pick, I believe we are now going, if I'm not mistaken, to the New York Giants, who is drafting for the Giants number 11 overall, Dub.
We have Mark in South Carolina.
Mark in South Carolina, who do the Giants select?
Clay, the Giants are taking J.C. Horn, cornerback, South Carolina Gamecocks. Go Cocks!
There you go. It was good timing for the South Carolina guy to be able to go grab J.C. Horn. And so the question had been, by the way, the Giants going to potentially go grab some offensive help for Daniel Jones. Just announced, by the way, they had picked up the fifth-year option for Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley expected to be healthy, back on the field, ready to roll. Let's go for the Philadelphia Eagles, making the number 12 overall selection. Dub is who?
We got Randy in Ohio.
Randy in Ohio. Who are the Eagles selecting?
Hey, Clay, I think the Eagles are taking a young up-and-comer Ligma out of UCNC.
They're taking who?
Ligma. Clay.
Who did he say?
He told a bad joke.
Yeah, I can't even say. So
yeah.
Yeah. So the callers, I'm not very impressed with you guys so far. All right? This is serious business. We want to get a hug from Roger Goodell because we've done such an incredible job for the mock draft. And so far, the callers have not distinguished themselves. All right, who's up next?
All right, we got Corey in Virginia.
Corey in Virginia, you're drafting for the Eagles. Who you got?
Thank you, Clay. I've got the Eagles drafting Devonta Smith out of Alabama.
I like the pick. Thank you for making a play there. I do like the pick. Look, you've got Jalen Hurts, who is your presumptive starting quarterback. You have not had, so far, a really reliable weapon for him at wideout or, frankly, for Carson Wentz in the last couple of years. I think this is a really solid pick. I believe Jalen Waddle will be off the board. Certainly, Ja'Marr Chase is going to be off the board. And then I think there's a decent little drop here after the receivers. Devontae Smith going 12th overall. The Chargers are now up on the draft board. Chargers had a good season with Justin Herbert, finished 7-9, despite the fact that they seemed to lose all nine of those games on the final play. 877-996-6369 is our phone number, by the way. One more pick here coming up, or maybe one, two, or a couple, and then we're going to go to break and we'll reload with the phone lines. Who's up to draft for the Chargers, Dub?
Yeah, let's go two more. And for the Chargers, we got Sam in California.
Sam in Cali, good timing. You are drafting on behalf of the Chargers in the illustrious Outkick listener draft. Number 13 overall, who are you grabbing?
Well, the Chargers are taking Rashad Slater to protect old Herbert.
That's a good pick. That's a well done. I mean, look, I think you try to protect Herbert. The expectation is there are two elite tackles in this draft. We already had Penei Sewell go number 8 overall to the Carolina Panthers. Now Rashawn Slater. Dad, by the way, played 8 years in the NBA. Reggie Slater, some of you may remember him. Northwestern tackle. A lot of people believe he can be a linchpin for whatever offensive line he joins for a very long time. And so the Chargers go with Rashawn Slater, number 13 overall. I think that is a very solid pick for them. So far, the actual picks, I think, are fairly solid. Last pick here before we go take our break and reload the phone lines. The Minnesota Vikings on the clock. Who is drafting for them, Dub?
We got Mike in New York.
Mike in New York. The Vikings on the clock. Who you got?
I think I got Jalen Phillips. Might as well go there.
Jalen Phillips on behalf of the Minnesota Vikings, and the first 14 picks are in. When we come back, the New England Patriots will be on the clock. Early read here. We have not yet had Trey Lance drafted, which is surprising. Would be a substantial fall for Trey Lance. I think decent. Again, I think there's a very good chance we get the first 5 picks right. I think we probably have nailed 2 or 3 at least others so far through the first 14. If I am right, we are on pace for a record Outkick listener draft performance, even with all the knucklehead performances among the callers so far, which is also exceeding expectations.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
We are up to number 15 on the Outkick Listener Draft, the fifth annual Outkick Listener Draft. And let me just make it clear to you, if you're just waking up with us, here are the picks that have already come in. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase. That was the first five. Then we went with Jalen Waddle, Micah Parsons, Penei Sewell, Justin Fields, and Patrick Surtain Jr. That is the top 10. J.C. Horn, Devontae Smith, Rashawn Slater, and Jalen Phillips. First 14 picks off the board. By the way, everybody out there listening in the crew, you can object immediately if you hear a pick and believe it is far too outlandish. In other words, if somebody's dad calls in and tries to draft their son who's not projected to be drafted in the first round, we can throw an Outkick listener flag and not allow that pick to proceed. All right, so here we are. Dub, are we set? Are we ready to go back to the phone lines? Oh, yeah, sorry. We got an Outkick VIP. You can sign up for the Outkick VIP and get all sorts of great stuff, including I'm back to signing copies of my book. I've signed like 10,000 of these things. If you go to outkick.com/VIP, when we open up the phone lines, you can skip ahead of the line. We're going down to Dallas. Who we got, Danny G?
Jacob in Dallas.
Jacob, you're drafting for the New England Patriots. Who's your pick?
Hey, what's going on, Clay? I've got the Patriots taking Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
Yeah, that's a fantastic pick. Thanks for being a VIP. If he were to fall to the New England Patriots at 15, you have to think that they would be ecstatic and that Bill Belichick would run in that card as fast as he possibly could at 15 overall. Worth mentioning, there are reports out there that the Patriots are preparing an offer for Jimmy Garoppolo, the former pick of the New England Patriots before. Already tweets this morning that the 49ers are expecting there to be an active market in available trade offers for Jimmy Garoppolo. That is worth paying attention to as the day progresses. All right, the Arizona Cardinals, the incredibly good-looking Cliff Kingsbury on the charts, getting competition from the Rams for the best draft location, the Rams in Malibu. I don't know how many of you have been able to see the Rams setup, but it is pretty fantastic. Arizona Cardinals picking 16th overall. Dub, who you got?
We got Andrew in Ohio.
Andrew in Ohio for the Arizona Cardinals. Who is your pick?
Wyatt Davis, Ohio State.
Wyatt Davis. Now, I'm going to confess to not being a Wyatt Davis expert. Is this too high of a position for Wyatt Davis?
Yeah, we are looking that up right now.
Somebody look it up. We have a pause in the draft. I am not I look at a lot of draft selections. 16 for Wyatt Davis. We might need to throw the flag here because I have not seen him. We need like a
I want to say that I've seen his name in the second round.
Yeah. I don't see him in first round mock draft.
Yeah, I mean, he's an offensive guard to go 16 overall. I think is pretty aggressive. He's in a two round mock draft, but I am sorry. I believe maybe that's a relative of Wyatt Davis trying to get some early buzz going for him nationwide. First time we are throwing the flag on the Wyatt Davis selection, and we are going back to the board. 16th overall pick still on the clock, are the Arizona Cardinals. All right, Dub, who we got? And by the way, somebody put a star by Wyatt Davis, because if he ends up going like 16th overall, we will have to apologize. Because what if that was like somebody who's like, I know the Arizona Card, we got an amazing scoop there. They're in love with Wyatt Davis, and I just went ahead and torpedoed it. If that happens, we will allow him to call back in and take a victory lap. But right now, we are slamming that pick as being unworthy.
I did find something here that says he may be selected at the end of round one.
Okay. But so, he's not going to go midway through the draft.
I would not think so.
All right, so who's up next, Dub?
All right, back to the board for the Arizona Cardinals. We got Adam in Indiana.
Adam, who you got?
I got Colin from Tulsa, linebacker.
I have no idea what he said.
David Collins, Tulsa linebacker.
David Collins, the linebacker from Tulsa.
Okay, yes. That's a very solid pick. All right. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear him. Zaven Collins, all right, 16 overall. By the way, one of our outkick writers, Clint Lamb, listening. He is a mock draft extraordinaire. You, Clint, text me. I will make you the default. He does mock drafts. He did the outkick mock draft. He follows all these. Thank you, Dub, for taking a phone call while I was talking live on the air. Very well done there by you. Clint Lamb is saying hi for Wyatt, day two projection most places.
He's our eye in the sky.
He is our eye in the sky, throwing flags as necessary. You just heard Dub fielding calls live on the radio. Very well done by him to have Mike still on. The Raiders are now picking. Do you want Danny G, and should we allow you and Roberto to consult and draft on behalf of the Raiders here? I think that's fair.
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, I don't think you have a lot going for you otherwise as a Raiders fan, so I'm trying to give you a gift, and I know you and Roberto are big Raiders fans. So do you guys want to discuss among each other who the Raiders should take?
Yeah, I wanted Micah Parsons, but unfortunately Roberto took him off the board at 7.
Yeah. So, again, kind of a little bit of a reach maybe because most people have Micah Parsons outside the top 10, but he could fit the culture that Dan Campbell wants to inculcate there with the Lions. So what would you guys suggest the Raiders should do at 17?
I'm thinking Trevon Merrig because the Raiders obviously need some back-end help there with their defense, and that could move Abrams to strong safety where he would be better off, especially with that Gus Bradley defense now in the picture. So I'm going to say Trevon Merrig.
Okay, that is the pick. There you got it, the Raiders. Dub, we are back. The Miami Dolphins, in theory, with their second first-round selection, sitting at number 18. Who's picking for the Dolphins?
We got Jeff in Cincinnati.
Jeff, you are on the clock for the Miami Dolphins. Who have you got?
Thank you for sparing me the dubious pleasure of picking for the Raiders. I'm going to go with Azeez Ojulari out of Georgia, edge rusher.
That's good.
Yeah, I like that pick. This is the first defensive end to come off the board, if I'm not mistaken. The Dolphins, obviously, with Brian Flores getting remarkably better. The question with them still with Tua. Azeez Ojulari is a stud rusher out of Georgia. The idea is that as a kind of a rush specialist, he could be very much of a help. I like that pick. First defensive end off the board at 19. The guy, by the way, that they expect to be the first defensive end off the board, still out there, available for everybody. Up next, the Washington football team. They got to 7-9. They are now all a part of Fitzmagic as Ron Rivera has bought into the quarterback who has played, I believe, now for 8 of the 32 different NFL franchises. The never-ending wonder that is Harvard graduate Ryan Fitzpatrick. You have to mention that he went to Harvard every time you mention him. The Washington football team is up next. Dub, who's drafting for them?
We got Max in South Carolina.
Max in South Carolina. Who does the WFT select?
Clay, I got to call an audible. I apologize, brother. But first of all, I want to say thank you for being a voice of reason in a sea of insanity.
Well, I appreciate
that. On
most
subjects and most topics. Thank you very much. Look, I got a bold prediction for y'all. The Niners are going to give the number 3 pick to Atlanta and Jimmy G, and they're going to get Matt Ryan plus another. I don't know who the other is, and it doesn't matter at that point.
You're saying who's going to do that?
The Niners will
the Niners, the after trading up to 3, are going to trade with Atlanta at 4? That would be a huge upset. That is a very bold prediction. Yeah.
To get Matt Ryan plus 1.
That would be amazing.
Now, we'd love that one to be Julio Jones, but that's not going to happen.
So that is a heck of a prediction. Who have you got for Washington?
I don't have anybody for Washington. Okay. I apologize.
No, that's fine. Thank you. I would criticize him.
But he complimented you.
But he complimented me. Yeah. It's like, you know, your wife may not agree with all of your opinions, but if you begin them with, man, I don't know that you've ever looked better than you look tonight, she's probably going to get seduced by the compliment. Just an idea out there. Well, you know, the opposite of that would be, honey, you know, since the pandemic, you look really fat in those jeans. Doesn't matter what you say after that. You could cure global hunger and you could lead to world peace if you started off that conversation by saying, yeah, those jeans look really fat on you today. Ever since the pandemic, you put on some weight. Doesn't matter what comes after. Where you start matters. He started with a compliment. I don't even remember what the rest of what he said. I was too busy beaming. Dub, who's up next for the Washington football team drafting?
All right, we got Andy in Delaware.
Andy in Delaware. What do you got for me, Andy?
Jeremiah Kamara.
J-O-K.
Yes, that is a solid pick. Thank you. So far we're through 19, up to the Chicago Bears. The Bears have not had a quarterback that anybody likes if you're a Chicago fan. Bit of an exaggeration here, since Jim McMahon. And so another year, another opportunity not to draft a quarterback. The Bears are sitting at 20. They went 8-8, which has been a staple of many Bears teams for the past several years. Who is the selection at the 20th pick, Dub, who's drafting for the Bears?
We got Mac in New York.
Mac in New York.
Man, I was hoping to get the Steelers, but if I got a pick for Chicago, I think I'm going to have to go with probably Craig Newsom the second, maybe.
All right. Was it Craig? And I look,
Greg Newsom.
As we move down the flow chart, I am not an. I was focused on the top 10. I am an expert on the top 10. I know who should be drafted in like the top 20. We now are to 20, so I'm telling on myself a little bit here. I've not spent a lot of time looking at the bottom part of the draft boards.
That's not a bad pick. Newsom is a top cornerback. He's out of Northwestern.
Yeah, and we still that's the guy that I've seen projected a few times for the Titans. So the 20th overall pick for the Bears. Yeah. All right. Colts are now on the board at 21.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
All right, here are the first 20 so far. I'm going through in rapid order. You are in the middle of the Outkick listener draft. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, Kyle Pitts, Jamar Chase. That was the first five. Followed by Jalen Waddle, Micah Parsons, Penei Sewell, Justin Fields, Patrick Surtain. That was the top 10. J.C. Horn, Devontae Smith, Rashawn Slater, Jalen Phillips, Trey Lance. That's the next five through 15. Then we had Zaven Collins, Trayvon Merrick, Azeez Ojulari, Joe Kamara, Greg Newsom. I think I've got all those written down correctly. All right, we are on right now to the 21st overall pick, and it belongs to the Indianapolis Colts. Dub, are we ready, or do we need to take breaks for
Indianapolis?
Yes.
We're ready. We got Aaron in Ohio.
Aaron in Ohio. Who you got for 21?
Edge rusher from Washington, Joe Tryon.
Joe Tryon. All right. You know, I still think the best edge rusher, at least according to odds makers, is out there. I am going to draft for the Titans here in a new wrinkle. If you know the team and know their risks, I actually think the Titans are going to trade back and take this guy because I don't know necessarily they're going to take him at 22 overall. I think the Titans are going to take from Ole Miss wide receiver Elijah Moore. They want to pair him with A.J. Brown, both former Ole Miss teammates. In fact, both guys who pretended to pee on the field against Mississippi State, ironically enough. I think the Titans will trade back at 22 and end up with Elijah Moore. They lost Corey Davis, one of their top wide receivers, former number five pick. I think the Titans trade back but end up in the first round taking Elijah Moore. Okay, the Jets overall at number 23. Who's picking for the Jets?
We got Ben in Texas.
Ben in Texas. What you got for me here?
Jets are going to pick Elijah Tucker, guard from USC.
Tucker.
Vera Tucker.
Good place there to Mira Tucker, you said?
Vera Tucker.
Vera Tucker. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I know Vera Tucker. Am I old or can I just not hear anymore?
Don't know. Maybe we got to turn your headset up.
No, I'm good. Otherwise, I can hear everybody else. I can't hear any callers. All right, last pick before we go to break, and then we'll reload the phone lines for the final eight. The Pittsburgh Steelers are on the clock. Who is their pick, Dub?
We got Mac in New York.
Mac in New York. Who are the Steelers taking?
Go Steelers, baby. Waiting all morning for this pick. You know who we're going to go with. We're going to go with Mr. Harris.
Yeah, I like the pick. Najee Harris. I think that's a thank you for the call. I think that's a great pick. Look, the Steelers couldn't run the ball very well at all. Their offensive line may still have issues. Ben Roethlisberger, major issues with just being able to have a balanced offense in some way. Najee Harris, great out of the backfield. I think that it will be. I really do think this pick is going to be legit. If the Steelers draft at 24, I really do believe Najee Harris is going to end up being their pick, and that on top of that, that he's going to make a difference out of the backfield, that he's going to be a solid addition to that offense. I think he can be Le'Veon Bell-like for the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, when we come back, we will make the final picks of the draft. We're at 25 now. The Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock, 877-996-6369. Fifth annual Outkick Mock Draft rolling on. This is Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rolling through with the 25th overall pick right now, and we are ready, Dub. Who should we go to make the 25th pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars?
We got DJ in North Carolina.
DJ, what you got for me?
We're going to go Asante Samuel Jr. out of FSU.
I'm looking right now, and I appreciate the fact that he has really good abilities out there. Asante Samuel Jr. is – I don't think that's a disastrous pick. Right now, I'm looking at FanDuel. I probably should have been doing this earlier. He is favored to be the fifth corner off the bat, off the board, and we have had 4 of them drafted so far. So I'm going to – I think that's a solid pick there for the Jags, obviously, with their second first-round pick. All right, Cleveland Browns on the clock. Late pick for the Browns. They haven't been in this position for a very long time after making the playoffs and winning a game there. Who is drafting on behalf of the Browns, Dub?
We got Travis in Georgia.
Travis in Georgia. Travis, who you taking?
Alex Leatherwood from Alabama.
Solid pick. I think there are going to be a lot of Crimson Tide players who are going to end up the Cleveland Browns at 26 overall. In the 27th spot now, we are going with the Baltimore Ravens. Who are the Ravens going to select, Dub? Who you got with us?
We got John in North Carolina.
John in North Carolina, you are drafting for the Ravens.
Jalen Phillips.
Yep.
Jalen Phillips
already
has,
taken.
Yeah, I was going to say he went 14th overall.
And then Gregory Rousseau.
All right. Well, he was ready for a backup. Gregory Rousseau from Miami going at 27 overall to the Baltimore Ravens. In the 28th spot, we have the New Orleans Saints. By the way, talk that the Saints may trade up and maybe interested in a corner. Right now, the New Orleans Saints are picking at 28th overall. Worth mentioning, by the way, the guy that the FanDuel projects to be the first defensive lineman off the board is Quiddy Pay out of Michigan. He still has not gone. There's no way he's still going to be available at 28, but just FYI there. Who is drafting at 28 overall for the Saints?
We got Lee in Mississippi.
Lee in Mississippi. What you got for me?
Asante's already gone. That's probably who I was going to pick. But I'll go ahead and take Najee Harris out of Alabama.
Yeah, well, that would be a good pick, potentially, if he were still there. Although I also question whether Najee Harris needs to be paired with Alvin Kamara. Swing and a miss for his pick. Let's go ahead and go to someone else picking on behalf of the New Orleans Saints. Sean Payton is disgusted with you. Who's up next?
We got John in Phoenix.
John in Phoenix. Who should the Saints take at 28?
Well, you already told it. It's Mr. Pay from Michigan.
All right, Quiddy.
All day long.
Yeah, well, if he fell all the way to 20, if Quiddy falls all the way to 28, then Sean Payton will be absolutely ecstatic. But he's off the board now. The Packers at 29. Who could they pick? 13-3 last year, advanced to the NFC Championship game. Yep. Don't go for two. Devastating performance here. Who's picking for the Packers, Dub?
We got Steve in California.
Steve in California, early morning pick. Who you got for the Packers?
Hey, let's give Aaron Rodgers some help and give him Elijah Moore.
All right, we're getting in a roll now. Elijah Moore already off the board. Do you want to pick another wide receiver?
No, go ahead and give him Tyson Campbell.
I think we should throw a flag. It's going to be Rashad Bateman.
All right, you're going to take. We're going to say that they're going to take a wide receiver. Rashad Bateman is a solid pick, right there on the periphery of being a first round pick. The Buffalo Bills up next on the clock. Josh Allen's team is going to add what to their resume and their roster? Who's up, Dub?
Tripp in South Carolina.
Who you got for the Bills?
Let's go with linebacker Jamin Davis from Kentucky.
He's running up the boards, right? Athletic linebacker from Kentucky going to the Buffalo Bills. 31, we go up against the clock here. Kansas City Chiefs, who are back-to-back Super Bowl appearing. Kansas City Chiefs going to select. Last year, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was their pick to end the first round. Who goes 31st overall?
We got Daniel in Missouri.
Daniel in Missouri, you're picking for the Chiefs.
I'm going to go back-to-back and say Travis Etienne from Clemson.
We'll take that pick. But it doesn't make sense to me that the Chiefs would go back-to-back running backs to end off the first round. Possible where Travis Etienne's going to go, but I don't like that pick of back-to-back running backs for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Clay, am I wrong? Isn't that the Ravens via the Chiefs there at 31?
They made the trade,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, that might end. Even still, they went. The Ravens went running back last year with what's his name out of Ohio State.
I think the Ravens would probably go wide receiver there, and the next best guy would be Terrace Marshall Jr.
All right. So, do you want to throw the flag on Travis Etienne?
Yes.
I also blew it because I'm looking at an old roster.
Yeah. No worries.
All right. Last pick. We got to get it in. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Super Bowl defending champs, 32 overall. Who is the pick, Dub? Who's making the choice?
Brian in Ohio.
Brian in Ohio to close out the draft. Who you got?
Hey, Clay. I'm going to go ahead and take Davis Mills, quarterback, Stanford.
Interesting. I'm gonna throw a flag on Dave. There's no way that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, defending Super Bowl champs, are using their first-round pick on Davis Mills over both Kellen Mond and Kyle Trask.
They love defense, and I can't see Christian Barmore still being on
the
board.
We're taking Christian Barmore here. As the 32nd pick. I don't know if that was Davis Mills' fraternity brother. I don't know if that was his dad trying to get his name in there at the end. Good luck to Davis Mills, by the way. The Outkick listener draft is done. It was not very smooth, but it is complete. Thank you all for hanging out with us. Get your bets in. FanDuel.com/Clay. Free money on Trevor Lawrence. We'll be live tomorrow. Bad time, bad channel. This is Outkick on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.